Hello, and welcome to Strategic Leadership with Paul Gilbert. Today we're going to talk about branding, which is a great subject that can help any organization increase the value, essentially, of their organization and what they offer to their constituents. But before we dive into that, let's just do the thing we do at the beginning of every episode and talk just for a moment about why we have this channel. So the purpose of strategic leadership is really to help people that are trying to grow their organizations, develop their organizations, because if you are about delivering a product, a service, whatever it is, that is going to have a positive impact on the world, it's very important to get the management of your organization down so that you can be the best you can be and deliver that product, service, whatever it may be. And hopefully what you're doing is delivering a good that's going to make the world a better place. And by thinking and studying about leadership and strategy, you can do that more effectively. Great. Now let's talk about branding. So think for a moment about a few symbols. Let me paint a picture for you. Think about the Nike symbol. It is kind of a stylized check mark. And when you see that, it elicits a lot of thoughts and emotions and stuff that is behind the brand. There is the celebration of athletic excellence, the celebration of striving for and achieving goals. All of these things are tied to just a symbol. It's not even a symbol that means anything. It's just this abstract shape. Think about the symbol of apple. You have an apple with a bite out of the corner of it. That elicits a lot of thoughts. That's about technology and innovation. It's about a seamless experience of the customer. It is about brilliance. And all those things come through when you see that image. Do one more. Think about Disney. The stylized outline of Mickey Mouse's head. Again, you think about customer service, and you think about imagination, and you think about all the wonderful things that Disney has brought to the world. Well, when you mention that you want to brand your agency better to any PR firm, one of the first things they do is they say, fantastic, we can help you out. We'll design a new logo. And what I'd like to encourage you to think about is that it's not so much about the logo. Sometimes logos need to be redesigned, and they can be simplified and made to look cleaner. But in reality, the brand is not the logo, the image at all. The brand is what that image means. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Not how to draw a nicer picture to represent your organization, but how do you build meaning behind that image? That's what brand equity is really all about. And brand equity is driven by the stories that people tell about your organization. People are telling stories whether you want them to or don't want them to, and particularly in a modern era where so much information is online and there's so many sites that will grade your facility and the service and everything else. People are telling stories. So let's think a little bit about how to grow your brand equity. And what I'd like you to think about is this idea of brand equity as being a central pillar of your organization. It is as important as your people, as your facilities and programs, is your brand equity, which is how people think about your organization and what you deliver. It's really important. It's completely intangible. While as the people, you can see them, the facilities and programs, you can see those as well. The equity you don't physically see, but it's super important to to be able to grow your organization, to be able to deliver your mission in an important way. And there's steps that you can take to increase that equity, that value that you have in your brand. So let's think about four steps that you kind of start at the beginning and move your way up. And usually, when you talk about branding, people think about name recognition. Do people know what our organization is? And that is indeed the base level. So at the base level, you want to be known. You can't build the meaning behind your brand unless your brand is known by others. So you start by getting name recognition and developing that among first a narrow band of folks that are your core stakeholders, users, customers, and then expanding out from there to a more general audience. But that's not enough. You haven't done enough if you're just getting name recognition. You have to start building meaning into that name recognition. So the next level up is where you are beginning to talk about your organization and how it is different and similar to others. You're working on what's called differentiation. And you can't build a solid brand unless you are different from other organizations doing similar things in your area. You absolutely have to be different and better. And so differentiation is very important. It also means that it helps not to be a cookie cutter organization that, regardless of whether you're a government or a nonprofit or business, you don't want to just be doing the same things as all of your competitors. You want to be different and special so that you can start to explain to people how your organization is unique. That starts to build that brand. Now, most people kind of stop there. You're known by your stakeholders and you're differentiated as a bit unique. That's a great place. There are two more steps. The next one is that you want that differentiation to begin to let people know that you have very positive things that you're doing in the world, very positive things you're doing in your community. And so they start to associate positive things with the unique elements that you bring to the field that you're in. And this is very important, and this is also driven by stories. So now they view you as unique and positive. They like what you're doing. That's fantastic. There is a peak level, though, which then goes beyond them simply knowing you, understanding how you're different, and understanding that you're doing good. And that one is called resonance. And at that level, it's less about what your organization is doing in some respects and more about how it makes your customer, your user feel. How does it make them feel about them? Do they want to be in a relationship with you and your organization? Many people buy Apple products because they like what it says about them. They don't even consider other technology companies that might build every bit as good a product, and they're not even comparing all of the spec sheet items because they've bought in to this universe that's been created around the Apple brand and the seamless experience among all their products. And at that point, they feel, whether they say it or not, that it is reflecting well on them to have that logo. The same can be said for Nike or any one of the other major athletic brands or other major brands. Think for a moment about how many of you have a t-shirt or some other shirt in your closet that has your school name and logo on it. Why do you go around with some other institution's information on your shirt? And the reason is You've spent years at that institution. You understand who they are, what they do, and they reflect well on you. It's really about you, how it reflects on you and how it makes others view you, that you are a graduate of this institution. That is the resonance level. That's where every brand would like to be, and most brands aren't there. But it's where you'd like to strive to get to. So as many of you know, I'm in the park and recreation field. So let's think about these four levels in terms of a park and recreation agency, because it's always good to think about a sort of a concrete example. So at the base level, that's when you're sort of known. At that level, people have seen the name of your agency. They've seen your sign on some facilities. So they're kind of aware that your park and recreation agency exists and that you have these facilities. At the next level, that's where you start to differentiate. They know something about your programs and facilities. They know a bit more detail than just they've seen your name. And so they know what you're offering, and that is good differentiation. At third level, they see that your group is doing good in the community. They understand that you have programs that are helping this group and that group, and that your mission is a noble mission, and that you're preserving nature over here and helping people understand history over here and helping people with athletics and physical fitness over here. They get that what you're doing is good. That's fantastic. At the peak level, at the residence level, people want to be associated with your brand because it says something important about them. At that point, they understand so much that they want to be connected to your brand. They know that your park and rec agency is making the world a better place, and they want to be a part of that journey of making the world a better place. At that point, they want that shirt that has your logo on it because it symbolizes civic pride and all the good things going on in the community. That's when you've hit the residence level, which is a really exciting place to be. So how do you make it up the scale from first just being known to a place where people identify with that brand and want to be associated with it? And like I mentioned before, the answer is stories. It's all about stories. Every time there's a newspaper article, a radio story, local TV, or even just a social media post, they are really all stories. Some are longer, some are shorter. They all say something. The other stories that are out there are neighbors talking to neighbors, are coworkers talking to coworkers, are people that are putting a review on a website like a TripAdvisor kind of thing or Google or any one of the websites where you can review a facility, a program, whatever. And they're saying something about your organization, your facilities, your products, your services. And in some cases, they're going to be good messages. And in some cases, they're going to be unfortunate messages. We all have misses on customer service. So the important thing to think about with brand is the brand is the compilation of all the stories from all the various voices. So some of the stories your agency is saying, and you should be thinking about those. You should be planning those so that they are coherent. So there are certain themes that are tied into every story that you tell, so that you start building that brand equity. If every story is a one-off about this program and then that program and then some other program, you're not building a coherent whole. And you could talk about those individual programs if you're then also wrapping them in and saying the reason we're having this program is because it ties in to our mission that says we're going to do this, this, and this. And so you try to build everything into a coherent whole. The other folks that are telling stories are influencers in your community. Those may be people with large social media platforms. They might be local elected officials. They might be business leaders. They're individuals who have a larger voice than others through whatever combination of ways that they have gotten it, whether it's through followership on social media or election or organizational leadership. They have a larger megaphone than your average person on the street. As a result of that, they're influencers, and their opinion and their stories that they're telling about your agency have an outsized impact. Your customers are also telling stories. They're relaying to their friends what their experience was, and that experience was either good or bad. And wouldn't you love it if it was good and they were telling it in a way that tied in with your mission and your goals and the message that you're trying to deliver? That would be a super win. The other thing is popular culture. So there are messages out there that we don't really control. Again, if we look at the park and recreation field, there's the comedy show Park and Recreation. That has positive and negative messages. It's part of popular culture. We have Leslie Knope, who is earnest and hardworking and wants to do good. That's all a very positive message. But then we also have this agency that is often misled and incompetent in some ways and very bureaucratic in other ways. And they're all things that we laugh at. But at the same time we're laughing, they're delivering a message that may or may not have a positive effect on how the general public then views your organization. So all of these messages are out there. All these stories are out there. The way that you can start moving your agency up the hierarchy on branding is to be very intentional about what messages you're delivering so that they reinforce themes that you want to be known, and then work really hard to get those messages and stories told again and again. Reach out to those influencers, bring them in, try to get them into product ambassadors, if you will. Get them singing the praise of your organization, your offerings, and the great things you do in the community because they have the big megaphone. Work with the local news media to help them tell the stories that will reinforce the messages that you want your public to know. Work with your own staff so that your staff is helping to relay these branding messages so that you're not just delivering random messages that don't necessarily tie into the coherent whole that you're trying to present. These are all ways that you can take your brand to a different level, simply understanding how it works and what you're trying to build in developing the meaning behind your logo and your name. And that meaning is very, very important. You'll only be able to develop a good meaning if you're consistent, if you're focused on a number of messages that you're trying to get out there. If you're trying to sell 20 messages, you won't sell any of them. If you're trying to sell a message of two or three things that your agency or company or nonprofit is going to be known for, you can focus in, you can tie everything that you do into one of those two or three core messages, and then you start building that brand equity. And that is super valuable. One of the other ways you can build your brand equity is to tell your brand's story. And all stories that are good have a certain arc to them. It's like good literature, but you think about how it's structured and you deliver all of your messages in this way. So when you were growing up, what did all good stories start with? They all started with once upon a time. And the reason is people like a story that is rooted, that starts with simple, humble beginnings, and then is a success story that grows and develops into something really good. It's fundamental. All good stories follow this arc. So think about your agency. If you're trying to deliver that message, what is your story? We have all heard about Steve Jobs and Wozniak, who started Apple Computers out of the garage of Steve Jobs' parents. We love that story. It's a mega company that started with humble roots in a garage, two kids in t-shirts, you know, putting together computers by hand. We love that story. And we love it because it starts with humble beginnings, and then it grows and becomes a big success. Well, think about how to tell the story of your organization in terms of that same story arc. What are your humble beginnings? Who were your founders? What did your founders believe in? Why did they start your organization? Where did you start? Find some grainy black and white photo that captures that humble beginning, and then tell the story of the growth and the development, but how you stayed true to the mission and where you are today. That's a story that people can relate to, that people like to identify with, and that will help build your brand identity. So what are some reasons why we are about building this brand equity? The reasons are, a strong brand equity can do so much for your organization. One, it's free advertising. Once you have developed that equity where people know your organization, they know how you're different, they see that you're doing good in the world and they want to be associated with you, it's much easier to get them to come along with you with whatever product, service that you're delivering, because they want to be engaged. They're already then following you. They're telling their friends and neighbors about you. It's much different than trying to find someone who is unfamiliar with your organization and your story and convincing them to become a customer. They are deeply rooted customers at that point. The other reason is, once you have that brand equity, it's much easier to get more stories in the news media, get more stories told by influencers, because you have built that known entity that people know and love and value. So essentially, success begets success. So you build a good brand, and that helps you build a better brand. The other thing it does is it helps customers relate to you and your organization. So they know that you started from humble beginnings and developed into a great success, but they also know the good that you're doing. So just recently, there was a survey of customers asking them about national brands and what they were interested in. And they surveyed 1,000 customers. So it's not a big study, but it's interesting. 72% said that they are looking for a brand that contributes to society. 72%. 64% want a brand that connects with customers. 64% want a brand that helps people. 49% want a brand that brings people together. These are very interesting things to think about, because it's not about the product or the service that's being delivered. People in today's world want to be connected to goodness. They want to be connected to brands that are doing good in the world. And particularly if you are in the government or nonprofit area, you are already doing that. So you own that. If you are a big company, if you're Procter & Gamble, and you're trying to sell your products, and the customer wants organizations that are helping society and bettering customers and all about people, you might have to be thinking a bit about how you pivot your brands to connect to those societal missions. If you're already about a societal mission because you're doing good in the nonprofit or public sector, you already have that. It's already a part of why you exist. So the goal then is to take those reasons that your organization already exists and let the public know about that in a much more clear and concise way so that they understand you are building a better community. You are bringing people together. You are doing all of these good things in society, and that will help them, you know, with the third level of brand equity, where they see that you're doing good, and it will help them with the fourth level, where they want to be associated with what you're doing. So that hopefully is a little bit of help in thinking about brand equity and why it is so important and some steps you can take to start building it. It all comes down to telling the right stories, telling those stories consistently, reinforcing elements of your mission. If you do that effectively, you will be known more and more for the good work that you're doing, and that will help you get your word out further and farther and achieve the mission that you are out to achieve. I hope this was useful. Again, think about the three pillars of your people, your facilities and programs, and your brand equity. That third one is not a tangible thing that you see, but it's of equal importance to the other three pillars that hold up your agency and help your agency grow, thrive, do great things. So let's all go out there and try to be great brand ambassadors. Think a little bit about what's your mission, what's your origin story, who's telling stories, and how can you get those stories to reinforce these positive two or three elements you want to deliver in your brand message. And if you do that consistently, your brand equity will grow and grow. And when someone wants to create a new logo for you, think about that. Sometimes a new logo is nice, but a logo is not brand equity. Brand equity is the meaning behind the logo. So focus more on that meaning behind the logo and less on what graphical image is in the logo. Thank you so much. I hope this was helpful. If you think it was, please like, subscribe, share. You know, copy the link and send this to a friend. This is important stuff for us all to be thinking about to grow our organizations, to do good, to make the world a better place. I'm Paul Gilbert. It's been a joy talking to you for a while about branding and brand equity. I hope you have a good day. Thanks.